This is episode 260, recorded June 26th, 2015. Packard pokes at. Okay, let's talk. The Christians are revolting.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining us tonight from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
Marriage. Dat dweem within a dweem.
And joining us from the Mish, that is Michigan. He's making his return appearance here on the show, is Dave, you're damned.
Salutations, everyone.
And join us from the far east coast and just a little to the south. That's eastern of Western Virginia. In Virginia is Fish Head Salad.
Ah, that's some good booze.
I knew he was drinking bourbon. I could just smell it.
A Virginia moonshine?
Yes, the Virginia moonshine there. He's drinking that. Guess that's some our way.
I have some the engines I want degreased, yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah, blah my liver.
Yeah, there you go. On this show, you if you don't come to the live show, you don't have a clue what we're talking about. Anyway, we have a great show for you tonight. This is our Okay, Let's Talk segment. So our tonight's topic is the gay marriage ruling and how Christians are basically going out of their way to say that, hey, you know what? We are going to resist this ruling when it was going to happen. And today, as of the airing of this episode, they decided to rule in favor of gay marriage. There was a lot of Christians that were saying that they're going to like set themselves on fire, or they were going to martyr themselves, or they were worried about they were going to be martyrs, or for whatever reason, they thought that, you know, gay marriage was going to stop the world from fucking spinning. And that's our topic tonight. The Christians are revolting. Is another holy war coming? Will they go to war over the SCOTUS marriage ruling? Okay, let's talk. What does everybody think here? I mean, I've got, for example, we've got a lot of weird-ass people here that think that, you know, they were like this one pastor here. Texas pastor Rick Scarborough made a claim ahead of the Supreme Court ruling, that which happened today, said that he was going to basically set himself on fire. He said, we're simply being preemptive and saying no matter what the cost, we are not going to bow. We are not going to bend, and we will burn. Really? You think you have to go to this extreme? You think that you have to cause yourself self-harm because people who are the same gender can get married? What does everybody think?
Sounds like a tantrum.
It does.
Yeah,
they're
going to
stand in the corner and hold your breath until you turn blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, hey, here's a match and a can of gas.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me, you know what you should do is, have you ever seen MASH? There was this one episode where Klinger threatened to self-immolate himself because he wanted to go home. So he just like dumps what looks like gasoline, but it turns out it's water. So I'm just thinking, I want to go hand him a gas can and just, you know.
He's all talk.
Yeah, these people are
exactly.
All talk.
None of them will go through with it.
No, I don't think so either. But, you know, the thing is, though, Christians have a tendency to do this kind of nonsense, especially, like, if we look at another debate, the abortion debate, we have Christians blowing up abortion clinics. I don't know if they will be doing anything to stop this. I mean, we've got some videos here just to help, you know, fuel this conversation. We're going to go to clip one here.
We've had these Supreme Court decisions, you know, that are against biblical marriage. And the Lord said to me, duck your head. Duck your head. I said, oh, God, duck my head.
There isn't one single civilization that has survived that had openly embraced homosexuality.
In the United States, but in its official policy, establishes homosexual sodomy as a basis for marriage under the Constitution. That's a whole new ball game, and I'm predicting that we're going to see some kind of calamity and judgment is going to occur.
If this Supreme Court rules against marriage, all hell is going to break loose.
What could come down from the Supreme Court thing, this could start an unraveling where our country fractures like it hasn't since the Civil War.
They talk about a civil war. We could have another one over this.
You must prepare for martyrdom. I don't know what it's going to look like, but it's coming.
They're toying with something that's like dynamite and will destroy our country.
Do you think so?
I think that eventually, over a period of time, it will.
We are going to begin to train ourselves for nonviolent resistance and civil disobedience. We're going to begin to train ourselves for boycotts and sit-ins.
We're not going to bow. We're not going to bend. And if necessary, we will burn.
Same-sex marriage is so pervasive, it will have a huge impact on everybody, that we're going to run into that decision point of persecution and or revolution.
So we were hearing a lot of talk about revolution. Well, revolution is at hand.
You could have, you know, I hate to use the word, but I mean a revolt, a revolution. I mean, I think you could see Americans saying, you know what, enough of this. And I think it could explode and just break this nation apart.
This country cannot continue to violate God's principles and to make a mockery of his laws and think we're going to get away with it. And when the blow comes, it's going to be horrible.
These people, unfucking believable. I had a conversation with somebody a couple months ago about the same basic debate, and they're saying, no, the Christians won't do this because it's not in their doctrine. Well, fuck if it's not in their doctrine. I'm wondering if they're going to actually do it, though. You know, I wonder if they're really going to do it.
And thou shalt throw tantrums when you don't get your way, so says the Lord.
Yeah, no shit. If the court had made a opposite decision, they would be going, oh, yeah, the court made a great decision. But right now, as it is, people like Justice Scalia and Ted Cruz and a lot of these other fucking right-wing nutjobs have been coming out and saying some really bold shit. Like Brian Fisher recently, as of today, said that June 26, 2015, a day which will live in infamy.
Okay, Roosevelt, calm
really?
Down.
Really? A day in infamy. Because people being bombed with planes is exactly the same thing as gay people being able to get married.
He said more than that.
He did.
Quote, from a moral standpoint, 626 is our new 9/11.
Yeah, that one too.
Oh, God.
I couldn't believe that one. The day the twin, and he goes on, he said, the day the twin towers of truth and righteousness were blown up by moral jihadists.
The best response on Twitter I saw to that was someone tweeted to him and said, gay marriage can't melt steel beams.
Good one.
Oh my gosh. And the gay people are not going around and beheading the Christians because they can get gay married now. Really?
It's not going to affect anybody who's not gay.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is this is wonderful for all the gays. It doesn't affect these people whatsoever,
right,
who are complaining. It has no impact on them whatsoever. They're just not getting their way.
Right. There was a couple down, I think they were in Australia. They said if the United States got gay rights, they were going to get divorced.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you got us. Stop the gay marriage rights, because these two people will get divorced if gay rights get to be here.
Yeah, but the irony about that specific story is that in Australia, you have to be living separate from one another for
yes.
a whole year
yes.
before you get a divorce. So they simply can't do what they're saying they're going to do. And in fact, gay marriage will not impact their marriage. They can't even get a divorce because of it.
That's right. And it, let's just say Dave and I, or myself and John, decide to get married. It's not going to affect Connie's marriage. It's not going to affect anybody else's marriage. It's not going to affect their marriage either.
No.
Yeah, but Packard, who's going to be the butch and who's going to be the bitch?
Well, obviously, since I'm the host, you know, I'm just saying.
He's going to receive. That's what he's saying.
The catcher.
That's right.
That's why I wear these big headphones.
Hey, I wanted to address two things in that video.
Sure.
I'll just do one and then let somebody jump in.
Sure.
I always love it, or I hate it, when these guys always say, you know, God says that a biblically traditional marriage is between one man and one woman.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over. It's like their dogma, their mantra, whatever. Yeah. And they always forget this one simple verse. And I just love this one. And if you listen close, just listen to how kinky this is worded, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's Genesis 20:12.
Okay.
And yet, indeed, she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife.
Whoa.
and this is the same story. This is about Abraham and Sarah.
Wow.
You know, the same guy who, you know, the same traditional marriage that also says that if a man's wife cannot have kids, it is okay for him to fuck his maid and pop a kid out with her.
Right.
You know, it's a sort of that, you know, that sort of concept. It didn't really work out too well for Arnold Schwarzenegger, now, did it?
Yeah, no, that didn't.
His wife got uppity, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She got quite uppity about it.
Very uppity.
Yeah. I guess
she must not be familiar with traditional marriage.
Yeah, I guess not. Was it 800 wives and 700 concubines or 500 concubines?
Yeah, I think it's in Kings, right?
Yeah, that was in Kings. Yeah, that was
a 2.5 year rotation, I guess.
Man, the guy, if he had that many, if the guy had that many wives and that many concubines, how did he get any fucking thing done? I mean, my gosh.
You know, John, that's not a verse. That's not something you see on a Hallmark card every day.
No, it's not.
Now I want to do that. I want to make here's a Hallmark card for you all. Oh, God. Take this. You know, and what gets me too is they're talking about civil war, and I'm just sitting here thinking about it as we heard the video tonight, and I thought, you know, if you think about the original Civil War and the side that the South was on, which was about basically traditional way we – this is the traditional way we do things.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you really want to compare yourself, this situation here, because you're kind of on the wrong side of history? And Pat Robertson, when he said, well, no civilization that allowed homosexuality lasted. Now, I don't know that that's true, but – I'm sitting here thinking, well, if it didn't last, it doesn't have to be because homosexuality was such a debauched thing. It could just be that people were prejudiced against it, and they said, no, you're a bunch of, you know, you're strange, and we're gonna get rid of you. You know, we want you back in the closet where you belong. I don't accept that that's true.
That's,
you know,
the other point I wanted to make in the video, I can't remember that bimbo's name in the video who said it, but I've heard
Jacobs?
That ignorant claim. Pardon me?
Cindy Jacobs, the first one, or
yeah, the brunette with the nasally voice.
That
I've heard that ignorant claim now for over 30 years, and it, you know, it basically is every civilization that has embraced homosexuality no longer exists. Well, no shit. But how come fundies never make these claims that are just as valid? Like, every civilization that has ever hunted mammoths no longer exists. Every civilization that thought the sun was a flat disk in the sky no longer exists. Every civilization that wore togas as their main attire no longer exists. In other words, you know, every civilization that did not make it into the modern era and no longer exists, well, they no longer exist.
Right.
And the fundy sheeple just eat the shit up. Homosexuality is the cause and the fall of all empires. You know, that's stupid shit.
Yeah.
It's the fear factor for fundies argument.
Right.
You know, the volcano in Pompeii that destroyed that civilization, that was because of gay marriage, too.
Of course. I mean, it really comes down to every civilization that fill in the blank no longer exists. You know, just whatever you want to put in there.
And given long enough timeline, every civilization that currently exists will in the future no longer exist.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, true.
I mean, be it for gay marriage or because of global warming or because of running out of water or whatever it is.
Right. So, yeah, I'm surprised they haven't come across that one yet because last week we talked about that senator or congresswoman who thinks that, you know, abortion was the reason why they had a drought in California. I'm surprised she's just going to go, oh, no, it's gay marriage.
They will. They do.
Yeah, they will. I'm willing to bet she's going to say that, too. We had a tweet come in from Dawkins on, if the predominantly southern states declare war on the government over the SCOTUS vote, it will be hilariously one-sided. I quite agree. I quite agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're taking on a fight that just is not theirs. I mean, they think that this is somehow going to affect them. That's what really bothers me. I got a quote here, from maybe a tweet from Peter LaBarbera. I'm not even sure who this fucker is, but he's apparently right-wing fundy. He says, how many millions of voters were disenfranchised by SCOTUS declaring, in its folly, a fundamental right to marriage based on perversion? Well, you know what? I know a lot of straight couples are pretty fucking perverted, too. Just saying.
I'm pretty sure that the fundamental basis of love was before and still is love.
Yes.
There you go.
And people have been getting married long before Christianity showed up, for one.
Yeah.
We got another quote here. Let the persecution begin in earnest. I weep for our children. These are anti-gay activists. Austin Ruse, fuck you. Seriously, just fuck you. It's not going to hurt your children any. In fact, one of the reasons why we have the SCOTUS decision today is because two women who live in Michigan, actually, your state there, Dave, they were one of the same-sex couples that were behind the historic ruling today. The two Michigan nurses barely thought that they were going to do on their own wedding. A quote from them, they says, I do believe we do have a wedding plan and some kids to adopt, they said after learning their victory on Friday, which is today. She said Rose were at a living streamed gathering in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and the lawyers and supporters celebrating the couples across the state headed to county clerk's offices to obtain marriage licenses. They started this back in 2011, ultimately joined plaintiffs from Ohio, Tennessee, Kentucky in a combined case known as the Obergefell versus Hodge, and the Supreme Court heard. Other couples who have been fighting for home states recognition marriages performed elsewhere. DeBoer and Rose, however, were originally seeking challenges to state adoption laws, which now Michigan is also, as I recently heard, because I don't understand why this is, if they can deny a person to adopt somebody, a child, if they don't agree with your religion or if you're an atheist or if you're gay. What's that, Jave?
That's a new law that just came through probably 2 weeks ago or something like that.
Yeah, and and that's just as ridiculous. Now that this law is saying, you know, gay people can get married in Michigan, and it is the law now, then I'm wondering, are these adoption agencies going to turn them away anyway? I mean, will they have a ground to stand on?
Yeah, I mean, the ones that are religious-based are, I mean, certainly the Catholic adoption centers are still going to be turning people away until that's challenged.
Yeah, I hope that does.
Yeah.
But, you know, the interesting thing here is that this case was Michigan, Kentucky, Ohio, and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And the petitioners were 14 same-sex couples and two men whose partners had deceased.
Yep.
What's really interesting is for them to get to the Supreme Court, all of these cases in each state were ruled in the petitioner's favor. So, I mean, it wasn't as though they were denied in a state and took it to the Supreme Court. They won in their states, and people who opposed that took it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mike Huckabee, who is running for president here of these United States, he has about as much chance of becoming president as I growing
Huckleberry.
As I growing feathers right here in this chair. He said the Supreme Court has spoken with a divided voice on something only the Supreme Being can do: refine marriage. I will not acquiesce an imperial court any more than four founders acquiesce. He likes to use big words, apparently. He's a small-minded individual, but he likes to use big words, you know, throw it around here. He likes more of our founders' acquiescence to imperial British monarchy. We must resist and reject judicial tyranny and not retreat.
Yeah. I'm just constantly shocked at how much civics is just only understood when it's ruled in their favor.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's sort of how the Supreme Court works. It's sort of how our third leg of government, branch of government, works. It gets to rule whether things are constitutional or not constitutional.
Yeah.
And calling it an imperial and tyrannical process is, well, frankly, quite stupid, and you look and sound ignorant, Mr. Huckabee.
Yeah.
It would only be imperial and tyrannical if it was a theocracy.
Yeah,
exactly, or an oligarchy, which
as they wish, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
if it was their oligarchy, it'd be great.
Yeah, only theirs.
They sit around and masturbate to it, like, oh yeah, if I was only in charge, I could force religion down their throats.
Well, and them calling this religious persecution is just the height of hypocrisy, because what they've been practicing is persecution, and discrimination against gays, LGBT, LGBT class, and it's like, wait, so now it's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, I mean, it's no, we don't care. You know, if you guys want to talk like this amongst yourselves, I guess that's fine. But guess what? You don't get to tell other people how to live and do that. That's, you know.
Speaking of telling people how to live, Glenn Beck came out recently, and Tarvian, thank you from the chat room, said that the FCC thinks, that Glenn Beck thinks this, that the FCC is going to shut his show down because his Mormon church won't perform gay weddings. Really? And, of course, his only response was, I didn't know he was even Mormon. I didn't even know he's even human, to be honest.
Well, he is very, very white.
He is. I think he's a puppet. I really think he's a puppet. You ever seen that episode of Star Trek with the big head going back and forth? That's him. With glasses. I'm just saying.
He cries at the drop of a hat, too.
I know. I've dropped a few hats in front of him. He starts crying. Poor hat. Oh, no. Poor hat.
I'm going, you know, I don't know. It's very wrong of me, but I go, oh, man, your man card is definitely revoked.
Hey, please. You know, I have no problem with a man crying. He just takes it way too far. Just saying.
Yes.
Speaking of people, also other people who are also running for president here, Bobby Jindal, another guy who has, you know, as much chance as Mike Huckleberry, he says that the Supreme Court decision today conveniently and not surprisingly follows public opinion polls. Really, Bobby? You think? You think, really? You think this is what the people want, not what you want, what the people want. See, that's how this has worked. It's governed by the people, for the people, not for the rich and wealthy and the retarded.
Well, people running for office are not very happy about these polls if they're not supporting gay marriage. I mean, 61% of the population now supports gay marriage.
Yeah.
These people were just behind the times. Now they're behind the eight ball politically.
Yes.
Yep.
And that makes them even worse. And he continues on here and tramples on states' rights. No, it doesn't, dickhead. It doesn't trample on states' rights. These are federal laws. I mean, we have a lot of things in this country we have federal laws for, like, I don't know, murder, for example. That's not just a state crime. That's a federal crime, especially if you're doing it like in a federal park, I suppose. But that's a crime across the country. Let's just say, all right, Bobby, you're in state of Louisiana. You decided to make murder legal. Okay? No one's going to come to your fucking state. Just saying. And he says that the state's rights are once protected by the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. Marriage between a man and a woman was established by God, and no earthly court after can alter that.
The 10th Amendment doesn't just – the 10th Amendment reserves rights for the states that aren't already laws set by the government.
Right.
Anything the government hasn't already decided on, the states can decide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These guys always they pander to the ignorance of their flock with their, you know, well, I'm a politician, so I know everything about the Constitution. So I said the Constitution says that God said marriage is between a man and a woman. It's right in there.
Yeah, it says it right in the Constitution.
Oh, it is. I love this guy. I'm going to vote for him.
Speaking of people who think their constitutional rights could be changed, my governor, the governor of this state, I voted for the other guy. Anybody else but him? He said, Scott Walker said, who is expected to jump in the presidential race here soon. He also offered up a proposal to constitutionally fix the combat the Supreme Court's marriage equality. In a statement, Walker argued for an amendment to define marriage between one man and one woman. Apparently, Cruz has also gone down this road, too. He thinks that, all right, you know what? Guys, I don't know if you've ever understood how to change the Constitution. It takes a majority of everybody pretty much in agreement in both House and Senate. And I seriously doubt you're going to get in both House and Senate to say, you know what? We're going to make it a constitutional amendment. Only one man and one woman. Really, guys? Are you fucking with us now? Jesus, weezus.
Oh, goodness. These people.
Yeah, I know. And
that's the scary part. They're not fucking with us.
Yeah, I know. No. Right?
What gets me is these preachers and these politicians, they are so irresponsible with what they're saying. I've been really kind of shocked for a long time now at realizing the Dominionists like Pat Robertson, some of the very inflammatory things that they say, that they think that, you know, should occupy until Jesus comes, and they talk about taking over government and things like that, getting involved that way. You know, when they say these things to the general populace and you realize how I hate to say ignorant, but, you know, really the most believers are. They just, you know, if they don't understand it, then they'll just take it by faith. They really don't think about things. And they're telling these people that this stuff about civil disobedience and civil. I don't know that everybody'd be peaceable about it. Look at Charleston last couple weeks ago. That young guy, he decided to take things into his own hands because he felt that this was something that he was supposed to do. I just think that's the kind of caliber of people that we're talking about, and it wouldn't have to be the majority, but there's definitely a population out there that would take these words and run with them. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, Torvian in the chat room, he said he overheard three old men talking about how much a travesty gay marriage is. The only argument was, whatever happened to majority rules? Okay, well that was the majority. It was a majority in the Supreme Court. It was a 5-4 decision. Majority rules. And as Dave has clearly pointed out, that it's over half of the population of the United States says, you know, we want to let gay people get married. Majority rules.
If the majority of Southern people still thought that you should have separate fountains for blacks and whites, would that make it right?
Yeah, that's true.
And government doesn't always have to do everything that the majority thinks is the right thing, you know, they want. Because isn't that part of what we trust our government to do, is to do the right thing for the whole country and lead us forward in things? I mean, I realize it still winds up being about popularity and stuff, but as a parent, you know, I can't always give my kids everything they want because I look and I say, well, that's not good for you. That's not good for this person here. You have to be that voice for, and that's part of what Justice Kennedy said too. He used the words in his ruling. He used, I wrote them down here. Oh God, I can't find it. Immutable and fundamental. He used immutable twice in reference to the idea that we accept now that gays, you know, that being gay is something that's people are born with, right? It's so that's not arguable, and it's a fundamental right. These rights are fundamental for these people, and right. that sets precedence too, so that in the future, if people have been discriminated against, that this issue can be further refined and opened up, I guess. So
yeah,
but I really hadn't read the entire dissertation from Kennedy, so it's they're talking about that.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSet. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSet. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSet. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSet. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSet.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSet or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSet. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass!
I want to kind of go back into these people who are running for president, who are, you know, saying that about talking about this. Now, we got another clip here. We're going to go to clip two.
There is no federal constitutional right to same-sex marriage.
That's what they're going to argue.
And there isn't such a right. You would have to really have a ridiculous and absurd reading of the U.S. Constitution to reach the conclusion that people have a right to marry someone of the same sex. There is no such constitutional right.
You know, handing up this and saying this glass of water is a glass of beer. Well, you can call it a glass of beer, but it's not a glass of beer. It's a glass of water. And water is what water is. Marriage is what marriage is.
The moral crisis we have in our country, there is a role for us trying to figure out things like marriage. There's also a moral crisis that allows people to think that there would be some sort of other marriage.
But my hope is the U.S. Supreme Court will do that. If they don't, the only other viable option out there is to support a constitutional amendment, which I would.
I support the federal marriage amendment.
I am proud that in Louisiana we define marriages between a man and a woman.
You vetoed a gay marriage bill in New Jersey. If another one should make it to your desk, I gather this doesn't change your opinion on that.
No, I'll veto it.
In my state, we're not going to change the traditional definition of marriage.
Oh,
and
dear.
I would support the traditional definition of marriage, not out of hate, but if I believe that, I think that's just best for society.
The modern Democratic Party has become so radical, so extreme, that they have determined that their devotion to mandatory gay marriage in all 50 states trumps any allegiance to religious liberty under the First Amendment.
There can be no discrimination against gays. I'm against gay marriage. I took a lot of heat for that.
Of course, gay people should have the same rights as everyone else, but they don't get extra rights. They don't get to redefine marriage.
They are not required to redefine marriage. If we reject his hand of blessing, we will feel his hand of judgment.
Gay marriage, are you changing your position at all?
No, I believe in traditional marriage.
Okay. There are numerous reports that you're telling people privately that you are a moderate, but then no. Public...
All these guys, I swear. Everybody that was just on that screen, you probably couldn't see it, but you could probably hear most of them. All those people don't have they just took their political careers and just flushed them down the toilet. We had a question from the chat room from Dawkins Dog. He was asking if a Republican president were to come in and say, hey, I want to change the law, basically, so because, you know, I'm president now and I want to change it to an executive order. Here was his exact question was, could a Republican president overturn with an executive order? Thank you, Dawkins Dog. Dave, you kind of spearheaded that in the chat room there. Could you go over that with us real quick?
Yeah, an executive order can only be carried out when they're used to clarify or act to further a law put forth by Congress or the Constitution. In other words, executive orders cannot be used to create laws. Mm-hmm. They can only be used to expand upon laws that have already passed.
So basically, he could just say, instead of getting gay marriage, you can get gay marriage anytime. Basically, you can get married at midnight if you want to now. If that's, you know, if he just so chose to do that. He could expand it.
Midnight now.
Yeah, he could probably get married at midnight now. But I'm just saying, you know, let's say they only allow between 501 and 502. You know, anything beyond that, you know.
I don't know what he would do to expand upon it, but he's not going to be able to come in and create a new law that bans it, is the point.
Sorry, Dawkins, that's not making a, I didn't know either, so don't feel bad. He was like saying, oh, that's it. Maybe look conciliating to both the listeners. all two of our listeners now know that Dawkins doesn't know everything about our Constitution. I live here. I don't know everything about our Constitution either. I don't pretend to be a constitutional scholar. I have to study this shit as we go, too, so please don't feel bad. But yeah, these people just basically flushed their political careers down the toilet when they with these gay marriage things. And I don't remember who said it. They will try to backpedal. I'm willing to bet you that some of these people will try to backpedal.
I mean, it depends on what districts they're from and all of that.
True.
They may appeal to their own constituents.
Yeah, one of the people who we heard here was Ted Cruz. He wants to be able to vote out the Supreme Court.
Oh dear.
Let's yeah, that's right. Let's make him run for office so we can vote in who we want. Joey, we were talking about that on one of our previous episodes.
He doesn't understand the division of power, and that's just really sad. Why would anybody vote for that clown?
Yeah, exactly.
I have no idea. Oh God. That's embarrassing.
He said to challenge that judicial activism, Cruz said that in a proposal of a constitutional amendment to require Supreme Court justices to face retention elections every 8 years.
Yeah.
No. Right. No. Because they didn't do what you wanted to. You don't get to say, oh, I'm not going to. You need to be voted in. So I'm going to vote you out so I can put in somebody I want in there.
And then when that case goes to the Supreme Court, they're going to turn around and go, that's my job. Fuck off.
Hey, I think that would be a seven to seven decision. You know, they'll say, you know what? I'm not. Hey, I like my job. This is for life. I got a sweet gig here. You can't get rid of me. I got tenure.
All right, but yeah, they like their jobs. They're not going to go for that.
No, they won't. Of course not.
Well, and the reason that they do have they sit for so long or the rest of their lives or whatever is because they're not supposed to have any kind of political campaign finances and this and that. They're not supposed to be bought and paid for.
Right, exactly.
So they kind of are, depending on who appoints them.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
You know, right. One of the people who's on made the Supreme Court decision, Antonin Scalia here, you know, if you know anything about Antonin Scalia, he thinks that God gives him a blowjob every morning. He said the nature of marriage is that through which an endearing bond, two persons together can find other freedoms such as expression of intimacy and spirituality. He quoted from the majority opinion before adding, really? Who would have thought that intimacy and spirituality, whatever that means, were freedoms? And if intimacy is, one would think freedom is intimacy abridged rather than expanded by marriage. Ask the nearest hippie. Really? I thought, you know, people were allowed to love each other. That, you know, the whole being able to love who you want to in this country. I mean, just saying, we don't.
But it's not love.
No, of course not. Of course not to them. Going back to Cruz for just a second, I just remember one of the quotes he said there. He's like, the courts are forcing gay marriage in all 50 states.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're not forcing gay marriage on 50 people on 50 states. No one's forcing anybody to get gay married. I'm just sorry. It's just not going to happen. I'm not being forced to marry John if he suddenly becomes available. I'm not forced to marry Dave.
As long as I'm the butch. I just love how these guys, how they play ignorant when it comes to, they're supposed to be politicians. They should know the way this country is run politically. They should know the structure and everything. Oops, sorry, I got a cat here. 2 to 3, actually. But then they just start yammering about all this bullshit that's absolutely, you know, the Supreme Court is you know, forcing this upon us. Really? Is that how you really think it works? Really? They know better. They're just pandering to the people. Oh yeah, they are. Not really a fascist country, but maybe it is. Is it a dictatorship or whatever? It's like, are you kidding me? It's not the way it works.
Yeah, there's
just makes your eyes want to pop out.
Yeah, there's this place here. It's called the National Organization for Marriage. They said, no mistake about it, the National Organization of Marriage, or NOM. Nom, 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 nom.
Really?
Nom, nom. That's what I say when I'm hungry. Nom, 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 nom. You have them, nom.
Well, I guess you do have cake at a wedding.
You have cake. He says, and the countless of millions of Americans that do not accept this ruling. Instead, we will work at every turn to reverse it. Fuck off, people. You're not going to reverse it. Now, as I understand it, I could be completely wrong the way I heard this, but they have like 30 days. I mean, the courts have 30 days to appeal. Is that correct, or am I? Did I mishear that? Anybody know?
I'm not 100% certain if they can appeal within 30 days. I do know that basically the only way to change this is through a constitutional amendment at this point.
Mm. Yeah, and then that's not going to happen because, oh, that's right, it has to go to President Obama, and I don't think he's going to do it within 30 days. It's not going to happen. Maybe I'm wrong here. Can a challenge to the Constitution like that, can that be sent to the Supreme Court as well? I'm just wondering, is anybody...
Sure, someone would have to sue.
Yeah.
But yeah,
okay.
Why not?
All right. Yeah, so if they make a constitutional amendments, let's just say they did. Would so they could just sue and we could be back at square one and start this all over again then, right?
Well, in order to pass that constitutional amendment, you need a 3/4 vote, and then it would have to be signed on by a president.
Right.
And I mean, I'd find it hard to believe that any sitting president, even after Obama, is going to sign legislature that's against the popular opinion of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you there. I'm going to read one more quote here. From the national from nom 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 nom, this sorry. This is their thinking. Just going through their brains here. The U.S. Supreme Court does not have the authority to redefine something it did not create. Really, guys? Really?
Marriage is a legal contract. It does not have to happen in a church, and that's something that's being bantered around in the chat room. It's like, yeah, it's like, no, you don't have to be.
Marriage, yeah, and you know what the thing is? I learned this recently that marriage, we may have talked about it here on the show, marriage originally was not for the peasants and the people like you and I, you know, the people, you know, we work for a living. If this was still a monarchy, we would still be the peasants, and we couldn't get married anyway. But that's not the case. The marriage is supposed to be for everybody, and Connie's right. It's a legal contract between two people, and to say, hey, this is what's going to take care of my kids after I die. This is where my property is going. I don't want the state to have it. My millions of dollars. You know, I don't want the state to have that. I want it to go to my heirs or my brother, my sister. Yada yada yada. They continued on here. Marriage was created long before the United States and our Constitution came to existence. Well, they got that right, but it's also before their fucking religion got started, too. Our Constitution says nothing about marriage. Really? The majority... Oh, my God. The majority who issued today's ruling have simply made it up out of thin air with no constitutional authority. Yeah, they did. That's why we went to the. That's why we went to them to, you know, say, hey, is this constitutional or is this unconstitutional? And it turns out the gay marriage ban was unconstitutional.
The Dawkins dog comment in the chat room. The U.S. Constitution makes no mention of God either, so what's their point?
That's right, exactly. Thank you, Dawkins Dog, and thank you, Connie, there. So, yeah.
These assholes just totally refuse to accept the fact that marriage has been redefined over and over in this country alone for two centuries.
Yes.
No, yeah. But the way it's defined now, and even though it's defined different ways as far as age goes in various states, what have you, but they just stick with how it is now. They just totally skip the part where you had to be, you know, you can only be white to marry a white woman. You could marry somebody who's 14, 13, you know, they just skip all those traditions.
Yeah.
And they just stick to right now.
You're absolutely right there. Fishhead is that I was just going to actually bring that point up myself is that, many years ago, many, many, many years ago, long before I was born, it was illegal for a white man and a black woman or a black man and a white woman to get married. In fact, it was a case down in Virginia, as a matter of fact, I remember hearing about it. So exactly. I wasn't there.
A
little before my time, too. I wasn't there. I wasn't in the courtroom. They went to go to get a marriage license, and they said, no, you're not going to get it, and you better get the fuck out of here, pretty much. And they went to the guy's boss. He said pretty much the same thing. Either get the fuck out of here or we're going to have you arrested. And that's basically what they had to do. They had to leave the state. Otherwise, they were going to be arrested because they loved each other. Nothing more than that.
And I'm sure the racist guys then were saying, that goes against traditional marriage.
Yeah.
You know, that was their argument. They just skipped that out of there.
Yep. And these same people who were saying that kind of shit, let's just change black and white to two guys or two women.
Yeah.
Same fucking argument. But you know the thing is, I have these weird conversations with these Christians. They say, oh, well, being gay is a choice. Fuck, it's not a choice. I can't wake up tomorrow and say, hey, tomorrow, you know what? I think I'm going to go and blow some guy just because I want to. I've never had that thought. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go down to the gay bar tonight.
You protest too much.
I'm going to go down and suck some guy's dick just because.
Yeah.
Sorry, it doesn't work that way.
The people who call homosexuality a choice are the same people who 50 years ago called homosexuality an illness.
Illness, right, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And this is just the continuation of that. And it sounds terrible in the scope of today's standards, but I mean, I think it's still progress.
Yes, it definitely is progress.
I mean,
there's so much about sexuality that we really don't understand. I think still, you know, we're still learning. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we used to have arranged marriages. That's no longer the definition of marriage. Up until the 1960s, there were some areas in the United States that still had coverture laws.
Really?
So, yeah.
I was not aware of that. I didn't know that arranged marriages was still a thing even up to the 1960s here in the United States.
Not arranged marriages, coverture laws.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that term.
Coverture laws are laws where it's legal doctrine whereby a woman's legal rights and obligations are taken over by her husband when they get married.
Oh.
And so any contract she signs, any property she owns becomes her husband's.
Oh, I was not aware of that law.
So it is from common law, of England originally.
Oh, really?
But it did carry on in certain areas of the United States until the 1960s.
Wow.
And it's gone because of divorce.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
That's the only other group of people I think are going to who are going to get something out of this gay marriage thing are the divorce lawyers.
Oh, yeah.
More marriages, more divorces. So they're like going, ooh, you know, I got more clients in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Doc and Zoggy said from the chat room, said these idiots will be seen as the same as those who supported the Miss Genius laws. I'm sorry, Miss Genetian laws. I'm not familiar with that word either.
Miss segregation laws?
Probably segregation laws here. And Dave, you're right. It's still redefining marriage, which is the point, basically. And Karn333 just tweeted in, she was black as the night, and Louise was whiter than a white. So, yeah.
Oh, it
was
Louie.
Yeah, Louie, yeah. Oh, okay. I maybe that's just a quote from a song or something. I don't know.
Well, kind of.
I don't know.
Close enough.
Close enough. I don't know all of our history. I mean, just, hey, I...
Well, I heard William Lane Craig today, his podcast or whatever, dear. And he was awfulizing this, saying that actually what he thinks the agenda is not about gay marriage. It's about making marriage basically a non sequitur, a non-issue. He thinks that he wants that what they want is to eliminate marriage and just say, well, it's not even important anymore.
Speaking of that real quick here, about a month ago or so, when Kansas got the Supreme Court there said, you know, gay marriage is legal, the governor came out and said, you know what? I'm just going to throw a little hissy fit. If gay people can get married, you know what? I'm not going to allow anybody to get married. Not straight people neither. Nope. You can't get married. If the gays get married, you know what? I'm just going to rescind marriage altogether. You can't get married. You're straight or gay. Nope. Can't do it. Nope. Really?
That was a WTF moment.
Exactly.
You just don't get it at all, do you? Yeah. Nor can anybody else thanks to you, but we'll see how long that flies.
Yeah, Dawkins is correcting me or letting me know here. It says the term is used for laws barring blacks and whites from marrying. Miscegenation.
Miscongenation.
Miscongenation.
Oh, I skipped a syllable.
Okay, whatever. You know what to say. You two did not the same race.
I get lost after four.
Yeah, I get right.
I'll take syllabic words for 100.
I'll take bourbon for 100, please. Yeah. And you know what the thing is? In some of those states where they were still outlawing before today, were still outlawing gay marriage, they were still had. You could still have sex with animals legally in those states, like in Kentucky, I think, in Virginia, your state there, Fishhead.
God! I thought I was breaking the law.
What?
Don't think about it too hard.
When your cat says no, it still means no, though, Fishhead. So.
You know, according to fundies, you know,
yeah,
evolutionists think that people are just animals. So I'm guilty.
Yeah, Karen was agreeing with you. Said, yeah, they didn't make it illegal to have sex with animals, but it did make it illegal to marry someone of a different race.
Okay, yeah, this is probably not even how to interpret the Genesis, but I have heard some people question that when God brought all the animals to Adam, was he, you know, and then he says, well, he needs a mate. Was he bringing the animals to him because he thought that maybe one of them will be a good companion?
Oh.
I just never thought about it that way before, but I'm like, well, that would be messed
up. Well, he was fine with the sheep, you know, because I'm just saying, but he found a nice cliff.
I'm just saying.
He got a nice cliff. I'm just saying, that's the only way, that goes to the whole, never mind, that's a joke all to its own, I won't repeat it here.
The Bible, we're men are men, and sheep are nervous.
Right. Dawkins Dog, he said the Pentagon was designed to have the segregated restrooms for blacks and whites, and that was only up until the 1940s. So we've actually come quite a long way since then. I think... With this decision, even though the fucking fundies are throwing a hissy fucking fit over this. I think our country grew up a little bit today. I think it grew up just a little bit today.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. The Catholic Church, for example, is purging numbers right now. I mean, their member base is dropping off.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it has to do with this gay marriage issue. And I think that they're just fighting against it because they know that they're trying to maintain some sense of relevancy.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's really a changing world, and we're learning, and we're moving towards a more progressive future that's more inclusive and kind of does make them irrelevant.
Yes. Yes. I agree. I mean, I've heard the numbers that church attendance is dropping because especially for these anti-gay pastors, it's like, my God says you can't get married because you're gay. It's like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to go find another church, or I'm just going to leave the church altogether. And
lots of people are finding other churches. Yeah, they're finding more inclusive churches that support their worldviews.
Yep. Eventually, at some point, the church is going to go, you know what? Fuck it. Just go do what you want. You have a nice time. Bye.
Yeah, we call that creating Anderson's God in our own image.
What's
that? I'm sorry.
We call that creating God in our own image.
That's true.
Well, this church doesn't agree with me. I'll go find a different one.
Yes.
where the God of that church does agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, dear.
That's pretty much it. That is pretty much it.
And that's how you maintain unshakable faith.
Shaken, not stirred.
All right. Do we have any last comments from anybody on this? Even though we kind of way off topic, who here thinks that the religious right fucktards out there who are really opposed to gay marriage, do you think that they are going to go to war over this?
No.
None.
Wine
all
and
hype
bitch.
And all just lip smacking.
Lip service? The thing is a lot of lip service.
Yeah,
and listen, even governors who are saying that they're not going to support this, if I doubt that the federal government's going to come down on them and be like, well, you know, we're going to physically force you with threat of violence to support it or to go through with it. But they can totally turn around and start keeping funds from them. And, Alabama, for example, has to get $1 billion a year from the federal government. If they told them, no, not anymore, not if you don't support this.
That's a good point.
He'll change his tune really quickly.
Yeah, I think I brought a point up like that a few months back. We were kind of similar discussion. But for here in Wisconsin, for example, we had drinking age was 18 for the longest time. And the federal government says, no, it's got to be 21. And Wisconsin said, yeah, you know what? We're going to keep it 18. And the federal government said, no road money.
Yeah.
Wisconsin said, you know what? 21 sounds great.
The politicians will stick by it for a little bit, but sooner or later the voters are going to demand that
absolutely
that they do whatever brings the money into the state.
Yes, and gay marriage will bring in a lot of money. They're not seeing it now because they don't. They it's like, oh, that's gay money. Gay money's not worth anything. Fuck if it isn't. It's worth the same money that's in everybody's fucking pocket. Oh, except for mine. I don't have any money. I'm broke.
Rick Snyder, my governor. Rick Snyder, the governor here in Michigan, who I did not vote for, but his name is on this Supreme Court case on the wrong side of it. And I have to wonder how much of the Michigan taxpayers' money did he spend fighting gay marriage just to lose?
Yeah.
This guy who's quote unquote one tough nerd who, goes through and he's going to cut spending and all that shit.
A tough nerd. Aren't those words mutually exclusive, like jumbo shrimp? I'm just saying.
Oh, you mean an oxymoron.
Yeah, oxymoron, yeah. Torvin from the chat room says, is it too much to ask constitutional scholars to be faithful to the Constitution? And this is supposedly a quote from Sarah Palin. So I'm just...
and that's what even Judge Scalia in his dissent said that... you can celebrate gay marriage, but today you can't celebrate the Constitution because it wasn't followed. And that's one of the guys sitting on the fucking Supreme Court.
Yeah.
It's just sad that these people's interpretation of liberty for all doesn't include all.
Right.
Yeah, it includes only the people we want in our club, basically. There, I'm going to read one more quote here from the Concerned Women for America. Obviously not that concerned. The decision is in. The justices have ruled. Marriage will be redefined to conform to the pro-LGBT view of marriage. As Dave said earlier, marriage is always being redefined. Who knows what it...
Why don't they say it redefined again?
Yeah, redefined again. Yeah.
To be inclusive.
The continually evolving... is the word evolving?
Yeah, it's an evolving thing.
It is. It's constantly growing and evolving and changing with the times. But no matter what, since the beginning of time, the consistent factor has been love.
Yes, absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. We have to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming. Fishhead, I want to thank you for joining us here tonight on Packard Pokes. Where can they find your channel?
Fishhead Salad.
There you go. That makes it easy.
On YouTube.
On YouTube.
One word, three words in one. Fish, head, salad.
That's right. On YouTube. There you go.
Yes, sir. And hey, Packard, thanks for having me on.
Oh, appreciate it. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for your
darkening. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Infinity.
Oh, thank you for your plus one. Gotcha.
Damn it.
I just want to thank Dave for filling in kind of at the very last minute there. And always thank you, Connie, for being here on the show with us here as well. So we'll be back next week with our – oh, no, actually, we won't be back next week. Next week is the 4th of July. Next weekend, we won't be here for Friday. We'll be back the following weekend with a special guest, Paul Torville from News Undies, who will be joining us on July 10th. So mark it on your calendars if you're a fan of the News Undies. And I like the News Undies. I'm wearing undies right now, as a matter of fact. And they're got the word news written right on them. So I'm just saying.
Are they rainbow?
well, they might.
All the print that's for it.
They've got all the colors. They got a lot of colors in there. I'm not going to say what colors they are. There's a few colors in there.
God, it's black and white and red. Shoot! I went there.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Paul Torville will be here with us on July 10th. So please join us then, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Until then, this has been Packard Pokes at We Just Poked at Your News.
And that's a wrap.